So much, then, for the general context within which arises the question with which we are concerned. The question of whether there is a better way of worshipping the Buddha than by making offerings of material things. We've seen that there is a better way, and that this better way is known as Dharma worship. And one of the things of which Dharma worship consists is the four great reliances. That is to say, relying on the meaning and not on the literal expression, relying on gnosis and not on consciousness, relying on ultimate teachings definitive in meaning and not insisting on the superficial teachings interpretable in meaning, relying on reality and not insisting on opinions derived from personal authorities. And it's these four great reliances, as I need hardly remind you, that are our theme this week, our theme tonight. Before going on to them, however, I have to fulfill my promise to say something about the need for criteria for the spiritual life. I also want to touch upon one or two other constituents of Dharma worship, as enumerated by Vaishajaraja. So, the need for criteria for the spiritual life. I'll be quite brief here. I simply want to emphasize the need for such criteria. Criteria which we find, of course, in the four great reliances. Nowadays, there's a lot of talk, often very superficial talk, about the spiritual life. There's a lot of talk about growth. There's a lot of talk about personal development. There's even a lot of talk about meditation. I'm referring, of course, mainly to the West. But these terms are used very vaguely. Very few people have a clear idea of what they mean by them. And in this way, they lay themselves wide open to what one can only call exploitation. Somebody comes along, maybe comes from the East, or what is more likely nowadays, comes from California. He or she sets up shop, so to speak, widely advertises this or that technique of personal development, this or that brand of meditation, or maybe something in fact quite bizarre. And they usually charge quite a lot of money. And lots of people get involved. But very often they don't know what they are getting involved in. They've no criteria to apply. At best, they get involved with a reasonably positive group. At worst, they get involved in a racket and are severely damaged psychologically in the process. But they certainly don't get involved in spiritual life in the real sense. They certainly don't advance in the direction of enlightenment. So, criteria for the spiritual life are necessary. In Buddhistic terms, we must know what Dharma worship really is. I want to direct attention to just one of the things that Vaishajaraja says, or rather to two things. We'll then go straight on to the four great reliances themselves. Vaishajaraja says, Dharma worship consists of determining the Dharma according to the Dharma, applying the Dharma according to the Dharma. This is very important. Determining the Dharma according to the Dharma. Lamotte translates understanding the law according to the law. So what does this mean? It means not determining or not understanding the Dharma according to that which is not the Dharma. For us in the West, it means not determining, not understanding the Dharma according to Christian beliefs, whether conscious, unconscious, or semi-conscious. It means not determining or understanding the Dharma in accordance with modern, secularist, humanist, rationalist, scientific modes of thought. It means not determining or understanding the Dharma in accordance with the fanciful ideas of the worthy but woolly-minded people who organize such things as the festival of body, mind, and spirit. The Dharma is to be determined in accordance with the Dharma. The Dharma is to be understood in accordance with the Dharma. To determine it or understand it in accordance with anything else, anything other than itself, is to falsify it, is to distort it, is to betray it. In the same way, Dharma worship consists of applying the Dharma according to the Dharma. If one tries, for example, to break off a bit of the Dharma, so to speak, and apply it according to Christian ideas, it will not work. That is to say, it will not work as the Dharma. There's no such thing as Christian Zen, for example. The Dharma is to be applied according to the Dharma.